burned down. What happened?
I don't know.
He was out of town. I was living in the guest house at the back of the property. He was in the house, and they said it was a chimney fire. And that would have been April of
88. Yeah, I was down at
taking care of Halsey's.
So you were out of town, and your house burnt down.
Yeah. He was.
I was.
Yeah. Living in the.
And you were back in the guest house, so you were there.
I was there.
But it was gone. There wasn't anything
gone.
Yeah,
well,
I remember.
So you came back to your house being gone.
The sheriff come over. I was Spring Canyon.
Spring Canyon Ranch.
I was at Spring
Pryor.
Canyon.
Do you know where Pryor
is?
It's down south.
Anyway, it was back about 5-6 miles back south, west of Pryor. Anyway, I was staying in the bunkhouse there. They were gone. They'd gone to Florida, and I was taking care of it while they were gone, feeding the stock. So I was living in a bunkhouse. They wanted me to live in their house, and I said, "Hell no! I'm going to live in the bunkhouse." And it was. I didn't have to worry about, you know, I could come and go when I wanted to and didn't have to worry about getting the house messed up. But anyway, about 1 o'clock in the morning, bang, bang on, about 2 o'clock, I guess, bang, bang on the door, and somebody hollered at me, "Hey, Ray, Mr. Adair, Ray." So I hollered, "The door's unlocked, come on in," and I grabbed my pants and pulled them on. It was the sheriff from Walsenburg. He said, "I got some bad news for you." And I said, "Well, lay it on me." He said, "Your house burned down." I said, "What?" I said, "Damn, I guess I better head up there." He said, "Ain't no sense you going, it's all burned down."
Ain't nothing there.
He said, "It's gone, ain't no sense you going." He said, "I just wanted you to know."